right center field. Santander dives and makes the play. Runner goes. The throw to second. Perfect. They got him. Cabrera is gunned down by Rushman. Strike three. Jones down looking. And the Orioles hold on, and they win this one 7-6.
Something elevated that I could handle and drive up the middle. You know, I had that bat yesterday against him, so, you know, I had a little bit of feel there and, you know, I had the same approach. Something up the middle, and it fell today. I think my emotion towards the end kind of gave it away with just how intense this game was today. You know, it's huge for us to take it home.
Allie Rutschman is really just an average thrower.
That was the throw of the year right there. You know, big spot. You know, Tate's not the quickest to the plate, and for him to put it right on the money there, because you don't want to wrap that thing back up to the top part of the order, and so an amazing play. And then Santander, who's playing absolutely his rear end off in every single facet, just a total hustle, great play.
Hider, Hider, Hider. Joe Girardi, by the way, previous to that clip, former Yankee manager, player, talking about how average Adley was, and then, wouldn't you know, throws out Gleyber Torres trying to steal. See ya. Oh, Cabrera, rather. Throws him out. Pinch runner, no less. Hosed him. And I got to admit, watching the replay, I figured, man, he might have got that left arm in there. You know what I mean? Because the ball beat him,
no doubt,
by a mile. But the irony is that Yankee catcher himself, Joe Girardi, that Adley was a little on the average side. Arm-wise, and, you know, quite frankly, is a throw-out percentage and all that great. James McCann's one of the best at that thing. But he hosed him. And then Dylan Tate gets former Oriole briefly, Jamai Jones looking. Dylan Tate, by the way, former Yankee, came to the Orioles in the Zach Britton trade back in 2018. And the Orioles, they scratch, they claw, they blow a four-run lead. Kimber blows the save. And then Mullins, who we heard from as well, he had a couple of knocks. Then he scores on the wild throw by Trevino. Give the Orioles the 7-5 lead, which they needed because the Yankees scored bottom of the 10th. And then, of course, Santander, as we heard Brandon Hyde, made that sterling catch. Now the runner scored from third, but that could have been ugly damage if he doesn't make the play. So the Orioles even the series at a game apiece. And I asked Nolan this, and Nolan, get in here, because I've stated on the air when you were gone, Vinny, because the Orioles played the Yankees at Camden Yards, and I identified Anthony Volpe as my new guy I like to hate. I hate the Yankees. I don't apologize. I don't give a bleep what anybody thinks. Born and raised, it's in my DNA. It's the way it is. You hate him yet?
Well, you don't like him. You hate him because he's good, and he's going to be here for a long time.
Well, that's the deal. If he was a scrub, he'd be like, whatever, who cares?
But, I mean, you could look at the entire Yankees lineup. I go down that lineup with guys at the plate. God, I hate this guy. Oh, this guy again, he's at the plate. Didn't he just bat last inning?
Yeah. Harrison Bader was there for a cup of coffee, and I despised him he was there for 15 years.
Jamai Jones, you got to like him.
Well,
yeah, but he sucked.
Well, let's not pump the brakes. He might be the hero today as we got 405. But Volpe's a really good player, and he's going to be a problem for a while because he won the Gold Glove as a rookie last year, and he's hitting this season. I think an all-star bid might not be out of the question for him, and he was a pain in the ass last night. But Anthony Volpe, he's that guy. You just look at him in them pinstripes and that New York uniform, and you go, I don't like this guy. I don't know why. Remember when you were in school, you just stare across the room and be like, I don't like this dude. I don't know why. He's never said a word to me. I just don't like I don't like his vibe, to borrow of any word. But he's a good ball player.
I still do that. Forget high school. As an adult, I do that.
Yeah, he stared at us and thinks that.
Well, not you guys.
Yeah, but either way, he's a good ball player. Gerrit Cole came back. Orioles got him for two runs. Now the reliever, Massica, the 50-syllable guy, gave up the home run to Arias, which was charged one of the runs to Gerrit Cole. But he was pumping 97, 98 miles an hour. Cade Povich only gave up one hit to Volpe to lead off the game. He navigated himself through traffic because of the bases on balls, which has kind of been his problemo there throughout his minor league career, now up into the majors. But he kept the Orioles in the game. The Hider hook yanks him out of there after 94 pitches. He had retired 9 in a row and then walked Soto and then got the old heave-ho. Orioles had to go deep into the pen. Cano, not good. Thought Perez got squeezed a couple of times. Kimbrel blew the save, let's be honest. Two hard hit balls, two doubles back-to-back. So that's his fourth blown save of the year. And then Dylan Tate winds up getting the save as Kimbrel gets the win. But the Orioles have some problems here now with the pitching staff because the injuries are piling up. Danny Coulomb, who's been maybe their most effective reliever, elbow chips, removed, optimistic he'll be back September. Kyle Bradish, think about this, everybody, how quickly things change. A week ago, we're talking about him pitching Friday against the Phillies, and he did. And he was throwing 97, 98 miles an hour. Leaves the game less than a week later, Tommy John surgery, out for the season. Now, I'm usually wrong, but I was right about this.
Yes, you were.
And I don't want to be right. As a matter of fact, I'm frustrated. But you kind of knew this was the inevitable end to the 2024 Kyle Bradish story. UCL sprain. PRP, which is what? The mixing the blood around thingy there?
I mean, Bob, PRP, like I've had it twice in my thumb. You know, and you get it, it's just a temporary hold is what it is. And then, you know, it wears off and then the pain comes back. And I mean, I got it again the second time and it really didn't do anything, you know, and you still get the pain. And to me, that's what happened. It was inevitable, like you said, Bob. Once the PRP or whatever. And I think, listen to Elias, it sounded like they kind of knew that he was on borrowed time. But it was awesome borrowed time, to, you know, because who knows if he had some pain or stuff throughout. But, you know.
But he pitched well when he was in there.
Pitched great.
But I would have been totally shocked. I was surprised he came back as quickly as he did, quite frankly. And I'm not surprised, unfortunately, that his season has come to an end. And it is Tommy John surgery performed in Texas, as Mike Elias said yesterday, up in New York. So the Orioles need pitching. We know that. They're going to be aggressive, we assume, in acquiring probably a starter and a reliever. I'm guessing they'll bring in a starter and then Suarez, who was a little wild, and we'll get to that here in a second, on Tuesday night would transition to more of a bullpen role. It's just, it's an unfortunate part of the game. And you know, Tyler Wells had elbow surgery, but not Tommy John.
Right.
Means he's already had it. So three of your projected starting pitchers, and in particular with Means and Bradish, two of your premier guys are now done for the year. And Tyler Wells, who would have helped them immensely in some capacity, he is gone also. And Danny Coulomb hits the
shelf. Bob, 10 days ago, I was asking you, I says, why do you think they need a starter? I mean, look at all the, I mean, they got great rotation. And then bam, bam, bam. You know, I mean, it's.
Yeah, Kramer's not even making another rehab till Saturday.
Right.
So who knows when he's going to be back. That's a tricep that he's dealing with. So decimated by injuries. I mean, Grace Rodriguez has been brilliant. He was on the shelf with shoulder inflammation. The one constant, obviously, is Corbin Burns. But the Orioles do win the game last night. Could go for the series win. 405. Nolan, get in here, too. Suarez obviously wasn't throwing an Aaron Judge. But Aaron Judge escalated it by glaring.
Yeah.
And then mean mugging at first base. Look, getting hit in the wrist 97 is probably going to piss you off. Intentional or not.
Just because he had been, like, in years past, he missed a lot of games because he got beaned.
Right. But it wasn't a beaning. Look, they crowd the plate. Right. You have to pitch inside. This is a time-honored baseball thing. You can't just throw it down the middle and go, hey, man, I don't want to hit you, so I don't just throw one right in your happy zone. You got to pitch inside. You got to keep them honest. Then you break some stuff off on the outside, and they're swinging and wailing and whiffing, and it is what it is. And then yesterday, Gunner gets plunked.
Oh, that was a definite plunk.
Absolutely. And then he steals second and scores on the Mountcastle double. Thank you, Yankees. And then Moon Man got drilled, too. And he slammed the bat, and then Trevino kicks the bat. It's just they're trying to escalate this thing. The Yankees are among the league leaders in hitting opposing batters. The Oriole pitchers are near the bottom in that area. So the Orioles they like to throw inside. Yeah, so does everybody else. You guys lead the league in hit by pitches. Other way, your pitchers plunk people more than anybody else. What I hate about them, and always have, they live in this entitled, elitist, we're better, we play by our own rules, and how dare, they're bullies. And when you kick the sand back in their bleeping faces, they whine about it. And then their media throng tries to escalate it even more. It's not going to work this way with this team. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. This Luis Gil's been outstanding for them.
Yeah.
And Cole Irvin's been really good for the Orioles. But I thought I hated Philly fans. I really hate Yankee fans.
Bob, are we going to see Norm bench clearing today?
No. No way. Too many injuries. What do you think? They're going to start brawling? No. It's not going to happen. There's no bench clearing. If they throw, that's on them. We'll see them again at the end of the
you know what
right
it reminded,
before the All-Star
It reminded break. Me of, Bob, like hockey. When you go hit the, you know, like when Judge got hit. You know, like McDavid gets drilled by somebody, then boom, somebody's going to go hit.
Right.
And that's kind of what it reminded me of.
But it's hockey. I think it's more of we're hitting you to send a message.
Right.
I think Suarez, who walked five guys, what, at 1-2 in the count? He went, I'm ahead of you in the count, so I'm going to plunk you now. To send a message. It's so stupid. It's really dumb. So let's win this series today. Get to within a half a game of first place. And then it's off to Houston. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Bob Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Ravens, let this sink into the old brain pan, everybody. Training camp starts a month from today. A month from today. Training camp. Rookies will be there, what? Three and a half weeks.
July 13th.
Yeah. I mean, today's the 20th. Football is up on you.
Oh, my God.
Like a Kmart suit. And it's going to, I think it's going to be a glorious summer since the Ravens are going to start early with great expectations.
Yep.
Orioles hopefully will be in first place by then. But July, August, into September, and hopefully October, we're going to have a lot of good things to enjoy here sports wise. But a month from today is training camp. It seems like only yesterday they were losing to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. And in, I don't want to do math, but on July 20th, veterans report to training camp. Incredible. 410-583-1057, total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. And then get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That comes up at 11 o'clock. Tony Penty, OrielsHangout.com. Find out what's happening down on the farm. And then Mike Bordick, he's played in a few interesting games during his career. Talk about last night's win, possible bean brawls, and the Orioles heading into the last half of June. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That starts at 11 o'clock, and then the reveal round 145 or so, Orioles-Yankees, game three. The rubber match, as they say, 405 Cole Irvin against Luis Gil. Cole Irvin, 6-3, 303. Luis Gil, 9-1, 203. This guy's been incredible. He's been a godsend to their rotation that just got Gerrit Cole back. If you missed it yesterday, the Orioles lose Kyle Bradish for the year. Tommy John surgery, no surprise. Maybe, I mean, it's hindsight's always 20/20. Maybe this is something that probably could have happened in February, you know what I mean?
No doubt. But, Bob, I mean, you look at next year's rotation, you know, because Bradish's not going to be back.
Nope. Means he's a free agent anyway. Yeah.
And so's Burns.
Possibly. Unless the Orioles can throw the old Hail Mary and keep him around. And, you know, we have plenty of time to talk. We talked about it a lot on Tuesday, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, outside of Grayson Rodriguez and Cole Irvin, and maybe Povich. Povich could be a keeper. There's no absolutes looking ahead to next year's rotation. But Mike Elias is more concerned with this year's. And right now the Orioles, despite all the injuries, are only a game and a half out of first place. Could move to within a half a game today as they win last night, 10 innings, 7-6 over the Yankees. Dramatic game. A lot of ebbs and flows and flows and ebbs. It was pretty cool to watch. Nerve-wracking, but cool at the end for sure. Let's get out to the phone. Go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up?
Hey, guys, I want to start off by saying I hate the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in my blood, Bob. I might hate them more than I hate Toronto and Boston. Tell you why. I hate that stadium. I hate that stupid whistle when they strike somebody out. That's a strange crowd when you see there. Sometimes it's so quiet, obviously, until somebody gets hit is when they go crazy. Aaron Judge complaining about the left field wall, everything about them, wow. That's what it seems like to me with them.
And you're 100% correct. They play by their own rules, and the Orioles are this team that's beneath them, and how dare you stand up to us. And I mean, when Judge glared at Suarez, that kind of escalated everything from there. You know what I mean? Then he's mean mugging him at first base. It was so stupid. Now it's become a thing.
Absolutely. You know, and Bob, I was watching, you know, I watch a lot of Ravens games, and I don't watch it with anybody. I kind of, because you get emotional towards the end of the games and everything else. Me and my daughter watch the game. She said she's never seen me like this in a baseball game. When Gunner got beamed, I said, that's it. We have to win this freaking game, because I've never felt more anger than I did with that. Because you can understand.
Dude, how much, I mean, I don't know if you cussed in front of your daughter. I did, unfortunately. But when Cano gave up the 3-run homer, let's just say Yennier Cano was not my favorite Oriole at that point in time. Let's put it that way.
It was like, you know, Bob, it was like the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
That's how I felt in that game. I can't stand them, because obviously they're always been a problem and they're good. But the Yankees, if I'm the Orioles, first of all, what's his name, Baltino, the catcher for the Yankees?
Trevino.
He's awful. I mean, I can run on him. I mean, I'm not the fastest guy, but he just is, he's got a pop arm. I feel like he could just steal on him every time you get on base.
What, Boston steal like 9 bases on him or something?
Yeah.
And did you see him kick Kowser's bat, though, when Kowser got plunked late and he slammed a bat on the ground and Trevino kicked the bat? I was like, yeah, bring it on. Let's do it.
I pray they win this. Then they come back and play the Orioles on July 12th.
Right.
The 14th, I think it's the 14th.
Right before the All-Star break.
I'm just hoping that the Orioles just hit the crap out of that ball and just, you know, make them feel, you know, we're in their head, Bob. The Orioles are so in their head, it's not even funny. But the only thing that concerns me is like what you've been talking about. It's like when the Ravens lost all their players, and so it's just the injuries. The injuries is the one that I hope does not slow them down.
No doubt.
My only concern.
All right, Rob, thanks. Yeah, as sooner or later, if they pile up to the point where it's just you're incapable of dealing with it. Now, like football, you lose your quarterback, you're kind of hosed, unless you're like really good at running or you have a great defense that can carry you. But at some point in time, you're going to need the quarterback to make plays.
Yep.
I mean, we saw that the Tyler Huntley the year when they went to the playoffs, lost to the Bengals. I mean, when you lose all the starting pitching, with starting pitching being at such a premium for everybody, and there's not a lot of reinforcements down on the farm. Chase McDermott, who we had last week, he's probably going to be next, but he walks a lot of guys. And we'll talk about him with Tony Pente at the top of the hour. But I would expect trades and maybe big ones at that. Kyle Stowers got sent back yesterday. Nick Maton. Because Westberg got ran into by Soto, which nobody seems to want to bring up from a New York perspective. Now I'm starting to run hot, Nolan. All right, let's get back to the phones. Ray in Baltimore. Ray, I know you're running hot.
Man, listen. You know, first and foremost, allow me to be the black Michael Olesker for a second. You know what I mean? I mean, I know the kids probably don't get that reference, but, you know. I know Nola probably don't get it, but just let me be retrospective for a second. You know, 96 through 98, the Orioles and Yankees was very intense, especially from Jeffrey May all the way to the brawl that happened 26 years and a month ago today. Not today, but 26 years and a month ago in Yankee Stadium. You know, baseball will never be like that again. Off roads. You know what I mean? Tino Martinez, Amano Benitez. Like, you would never see a brawl like that again. You know, we're just in a different time. So if they had a brawl like that today, it will literally make world news. That's how intense that brawl was. You got to ask Bordy about it. Please, I'm begging you.
Oh, he was there. No doubt, yeah.
Yeah, you got to ask him about it, man. But moving forward, you know, the intensity of the robbery, like, I believe you're letting Brandon Hyde off the hook. You pull Ryan O'Hearn out, who was smoking hot, to play the matchups, you know, and he was, and Seti bailed him out. He actually bailed him out because here's the thing. I'm not even mad at Craig Kimbrell. He should have never been in that position in the first place. I'm telling you, dog, at the end of the day, I get it. Y'all love Brandon Hyde around there, but it's in-game decisions when it comes to bullpens and when to play the lefty-righty matchups. It's going to eventually cost this team. And before I hang up the phone, you know, everybody loves to rant and rave, but let's just appreciate what we see right now because, you know, you've been in radio for a long time, Bob, and you know that there was a time if you bring up the Orioles, people would get mad at you because you're not talking enough ratings. Like, what do you bring up the Orioles for? They're losing. I can appreciate this football intensity. And I know, Vinny, you've been around here long enough. You've seen it definitely go up and down. And now it's at its peak. That the kind of intensity that you're getting, you know, now, you know, when it comes to callers, it's normally reserved for, like, September through January. So I just want to land my plane on that, man. Y'all fellas have a good one.
You got it, Ray. Ray in Baltimore. Anybody he's talking about there with a pinch hit.
Yep.
Brought in Hazy, who went away lazy.
Yeah.
When he Nolan, get in here. Are you allowed to? We still got people over there?
No, I'm good now.
Yeah. So, Cano, were you mad at him? I was. I mean, it was like, again, it's the ebbs and flows of the game. You know, I've had not 24 hours, but plenty of time to let it sink in. And if they would have lost, their vibe be a little bit different, you know what I mean? But at the time, in the moment, I was a lot of F-bombs coming from the old Bobster there.
Right. And the pinch hitting thing. Okay, so he's playing the matchup, the lefty matchup,
yeah, right.
Left-handed pitcher. We know how people feel about that. When it works, it's great. When it doesn't, what are you doing? But I do tend to agree with Ray there. You're taking a hot bat out of the lineup, someone who has been extremely clutch throughout his tenure with the Orioles as a pinch hitter, as a member of the starting lineup. It doesn't matter. He already had two clutch hits earlier in the game. I wouldn't have removed him there. You're only trying to get a ball elevated in the air. You know, you're asking for just a sack fly in that situation.
Yep.
Hayes couldn't do it, swinging wildly at something that was clearly out of the zone. Yeah, that one's going to sting. And again, you win the game, no harm, no foul in the end, but very dangerous game there.
Yeah, and what did you think of the Hyder hook on Povich there, 94?
Right. He's at 94 pitches. I mean, could have done himself plenty. I mean, if he had three walks instead of five, four walks instead of five, he probably could have got through the fifth inning.
Well, Stant was up next, wasn't he?
I think so. No. Stanton, yeah.
He just walked Soto.
Yeah. But he had retired nine in a row. So, Nolan, for you, yeah, Stanton was up next. For Nolan, that's running hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's running hot.
Yeah.
But they won the game.
Yeah, like I said, if they would have lost, boy, we'd be really toning it differently here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, that starts at 11 o'clock. Speaking of 11 o'clock, Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com. He'll be joining us. Speaking of the Ravens, training camp starts a month from today. It's just, it blows my mind. AFC North will be on the in-season Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Steeler fans are totally cool with that, because apparently Mike Tomlin has the same view of Hard Knocks that John Harbaugh does, and it's not a positive one. Orioles win last night 7-6-10. You want to get in, you can. We got a lot to get to. It is Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan here on the Fan. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request plus for text 914-10-583-1057. Now, is this Commodores or just Lionel by himself?
No, it's Commodores.
Commodores, Lionel Richie on the lead pipes there. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday starting at 11. We'll have that coming your way later in the program. Super Bowl 10 is on NFL Network. Nolan, I'll give you Dallas in 3. No? You don't want any of that?
That joke's still not old.
No, it's not old. That
we need NFL Network to stop replaying Super Bowls.
Lynn Swann's going to have a terrible game.
Hey, Bob, I did read, like, Goodell was testifying or whatever, and he said that NFL Network is not doing games. And he said the broadcasts weren't good, the football game.
Yeah, how about throwing them under the bus?
No doubt.
And by the way, if memory serves, towards the end of Thursday Night Football, they were on Fox.
Yeah.
Because NFL Network, I remember Brian Gumbel was calling the games way back when. But for him to, the quality of the broadcast sucked in his eyes.
Right.
So let's put it on streaming where it's really sucked for 2 years, where even Al Michaels acts like he'd rather be getting a root canal than broadcasting a game. So Sheriff Goodell, it's all about the Sunday ticket package where lawsuits are flying left and right. And as we creep not closer and closer, more rapid pace to streaming kind of taking over our lives here from a sports perspective.
They don't even have a crew for the Christmas Netflix games. They signed on for this, all the money, everything. They've got the game scheduled, but they don't even have a crew or an infrastructure on who's calling those Christmas games.
They don't care. You know why, Norm? $5 million for 30 seconds advertising.
On the
Christmas games? Christmas Day. $5 million for 30 seconds.
You mean that stupid made-up Wednesday game?
Yes.
That's all about player safety and the fans?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Wink, wink.
Hey, Ravens, Houston, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, have fun playing on Saturday and then again on Wednesday. Screw Christmas with your families.
And they were going to have a live sports test run because they're getting into the live sports game, Netflix. The Paul Tyson fight was supposed to be their test run summer. Of course, that's now not happening.
I don't think that's happening, period, because Mike Tyson had an emergency and it was postponed and rescheduled. I don't think it'll happen. But, yeah. Roger Goodell's full of crap, but he works for the owners.
Yep.
He makes a handsome living would be the colossal understatement of the first hour of this show.
I think what's he making, like 60, 70 mil a year?
Right. You don't work for the players. He drafts you. Hey, with the first pick of the draft, the Ravens take Johnny All-American. Hug, hug, hug. Real strong embrace. And then he doesn't give two bleeps about you.
Right. And then, Bob, I did read another thing where some of the owners are discussing a separate salary cap for quarterbacks.
Oh. So unlimited money to the QB or no?
Well, I think there would be a cap on for quarterbacks or maybe, you know, and then there would be your regular cap.
Because Trevor Lawrence just got what? $200 million guaranteed?
55 a year. He's number one. Number one.
And who's next?
Tua.
Oh,
they're negotiating.
He can't get the most.
No,
there's Tua. Who? There was
I mean, he's more deserving than Lawrence.
Yeah, because Lamar's been paid. Josh Allen's been paid. Mahomes has been.
Stafford's making 31. He wants a new deal.
Yeah. Well, he better get in a time machine, turn into 28 years old again if you want any of that nonsense. But it's crazy. Roger Goodell testifying and basically crapped all over the network.
Yeah.
Which they're doing everything they can to put out of business anyway.
No doubt.
Because ESPN is going to take over. Good Morning Football. Their two anchor shows they got rid of. Total Access, which has been there since the inception of the network, and Good Morning Football, which has been off the air since March.
Yeah.
And it'll come back, soon, I believe, next month before training camp, out in L.A. with a different format. And McCourty's already said he's not moving to New York from New York to Los Angeles.
Are they keeping the Sunday pregame show?
I hope.
Yeah, that was the best one. Yeah.
I mean, granted, we usually work on Sundays, not as much this year.
Yeah.
Ravens only have three 1 o'clock home games. But the point is, NFL, they have poop money left and right. And Roger Goodell just said, hey, the quality of the broadcast wasn't up to par.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. All right, before we go to a break, and I want to pay proper tribute. If you're on the phone, hang tight, we'll get you when we come back. Willie Mays passed away.
No, I saw that.
Couple of days ago, 93 years old, heart failure out in California. And it's crazy because he was supposed to be in Birmingham tonight for the game that's going to be on Fox, Giants and Cardinals. And because he, you know, played minor league ball there. And he put out a statement Sunday, said he's not going to be able to make it. And then tragically, sadly, passed away. I saw Willie Mays play when he was with the Mets. I vaguely remember like the 71 NLCS when he was with the Giants. But he was with the Mets in 73, his last year, when they lost to the A's. I was 8 years old. And he was, let's just say, past his prime at that time. So I didn't see him in his heyday. But I know who he is, and I've certainly been aware of him as long as I've been alive, because I've been a sports fan for the entirety of my life. You can make a case, if you start crunching his numbers, he's the greatest player in the history of baseball. He had speed. He was a five-tool guy before they even talked about five-tool players.
Yeah.
He made the most iconic catch in baseball history off Mick Wirtz,
right,
in the World Series. And not only was the catch incredible, he had the wherewithal to get it back in so the guy couldn't tag from second.
Yeah.
And that was the Indians, who at the time had set the record for wins in a season. And the Giants housed him in the World Series. 600 homers, multiple steals, 3,000 hits, career batting average over 300. He was an incredible, incredible player. Say hey, kid. As synonymous with baseball as any player that's ever played the game.
Bob, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Willie the one that always would catch, basket catch?
That was him.
Yep.
He perfected that. Barry Bonds' godfather.
Yeah.
Because he was teammates with Bobby Bonds in San Francisco, another outstanding player. But Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, rest in peace, gone at the age of 93. Orioles beat the Yankees last night, 7-6, 10 innings. Cedric Mullins, base hit, scores Anthony Santander, and then Ced scores himself. Errant throw from Jose Trevino.
Yep.
And the Orioles needed that extra run because the Yankees scored in the bottom of the 10th. So 7-6 final score. Craig Kimbrel did blow the save. Yennier Cano, when the Orioles were up 5-1, gave up a three-run homer, and it was a missile. Giancarlo Stanton. But how about Ramon Urias? His career revival. Hot and heavy. He hit a two-run jack. O'Hearn, 2-for-4, 2 ribbies. And we talked about this as the Hyder hook went to even the lineup. And Austin Hayes comes in and strikes out meekly there. But Kate Povich kept him in the game. 4 2/3. 5 walks. Probably not ideal. But he didn't seem overwhelmed by the moment. Kate Povich, from time to time, has control problems.
I thought the first 2 innings, Bob, he was a little... I don't know if nerves or whatever, but he threw a million pitches. And how about the catch that Mullins made in center field? Gee, I mean, the acceleration that he's got is because he looks and then boom, he's got a burst. Anyway, to me, that was really impressive.
Yeah, and the Orioles turned some double plays, two, which was huge for them at that time. And the Orioles are one of the best defensive teams in baseball, as are the Yankees. By the way, and as I identified, I don't like Anthony Volpe, but he's a good ball player. The reason I don't like him, because as we said, it's going to be him, Gunner, Bobby Witt. They're going to probably be the dudes. There's going to be others. Wander Franco would be part of the conversation, but he's got some pretty severe issues he's dealing with. I'm not saying, by the way, he's on Gunner's level as a player, because he's not.
No.
But that glove plays, and he made a hell of a play last night.
Yes, he did.
Short hop. Got him, threw Arias out at first base. But if he hits and he's got the leather to go, he's going to be a really good player for a long time, playing for basically his hometown team with the Yankees. But the Orioles trying to win the series. Remember, the Orioles are 15-0-6 last 21 series against the American League East. So trying to keep that one going in a positive direction. And after last night's 7-6 win, 18-7 this year against the American League East. Then it's off to Houston, and then Cleveland and Texas come into town next week in what's going to be a hot, hot late June summer.
Yes, it will.
Right across from Camden Yards at the always exciting and awesome Pickles Pub. Pitching woes, however, for the Orioles are pretty real. Injuries in particular, Danny Coulomb out till September. And I think, Vinny, that's an optimistic return date, right? Bone chips in the elbow.
Yeah, they always go by, I think that's like the earliest he can come back. And I mean, Bob, if he's coming back in September, say he comes back late September, and what are you going to get?
You're going to have to put some WD-40 on that rust for sure. And then Kyle Bradish, Tommy John surgery, he's out for the year. So within a week, he goes from throwing 98 against the Phillies to being out for the season as he asked out of that game, and the inevitable unfortunately took place for him. Ravens training camp a month from today I mean, and we'll get into the Ravens big time news from the Nest coming up at
rookies are 3 weeks.
Yeah,
Bob.
That's July 13th.
Criminy.
News from the Nest at noon. Chris Boombacha, USA Today. We'll talk some NFL with him as training camps. Hey, look, it's here, man. Football and schedules and projections and win totals. Now you're just trying to stay healthy. There'll be that next wave of free agency, we think, right? Or no? There's vets out there waiting and hanging.
I don't think till after camp when people see what they got.
So we'll see. Ravens don't have a lot of holes, but they could use some help in areas. We'll get into that. But let's get out to the phones. Mark in Pikesville. Mark, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, Vinny. How y'all doing?
Hey,
wonderful.
Mark. How you feeling?
Man, that was a hell of a game last night. I think we're going to get the Steelers win today. But my question is, I'm kind of worried about the pitching. I think we're a World Series team, but we got to get another starter with Bradish being out. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll have to trade somebody. We're going to have to do something, Vinny. What are we going to do?
Yeah, you got to sacrifice one of them magic beans. Question is, who's available? And the two guys that have been mentioned, Jesus Luzardo and Garrett Crochet, two lefties, Miami and Chicago, both have already had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
And Crochet is making his first go-around as a member of the rotation. He's been a bullpen arm. So how many innings does he have left in that gun of his here?
I think you just got to be patient right now because there's not enough teams that are sellers right now. So you're going to pay a above premium right now.
Yeah, and as I said, 5880-1057 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, Plaza Sports text line, 410-583-1057. Now, is this Commodores or just Lionel by himself?
No, it's Commodores.
Commodores, Lionel Richie on the lead pipes there. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday starting at 11. We'll have that coming your way later in the program. Super Bowl 10 is on NFL Network. Nolan, I'll give you Dallas in 3. No, you don't want any of that.
That joke's still not old.
No, it's not old. That
we need NFL Network to stop replaying Super Bowls.
Lynn Swann's going to have a terrible game.
Hey, Bob, I did read like Goodell was testifying or whatever, and he said that NFL Network is not doing games. And he said the broadcasts weren't good. The football game.
Yeah, how about throwing them under the bus?
No doubt.
And by the way, if memory serves, towards the end of Thursday Night Football, they were on Fox.
Yeah.
Because NFL Network, I remember Brian Gumbel was calling the games way back when. But for him to, the quality of the broadcast sucked in his eyes.
Right.
So let's put it on streaming where it's really sucked for 2 years, where even Al Michaels acts like he'd rather be getting a root canal than broadcasting a game. So Sheriff Goodell, it's all about the Sunday ticket package where lawsuits are flying left and right. And as we creep not closer and closer, more rapid pace to streaming kind of taking over our lives here from a sports perspective.
They don't even have a crew for the Christmas Netflix games. They signed on for this, all the money, everything. They've got the game scheduled, but they don't even have a crew or an infrastructure on who's calling those Christmas games.
They don't care. You know why, Norm? $5 million for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising.
On Christmas
Day. $5 million for 30 seconds.
You mean that stupid made-up Wednesday game?
Yes.
That it's all about player safety and the fans?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Wink, wink.
Hey, Ravens, Houston, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, have fun playing on Saturday and then again on Wednesday. Screw Christmas with your families.
And they were going to have a live sports test run because they're getting into the live sports game, Netflix. The Paul Tyson fight was supposed to be their test run summer. Of course, that's now not happening.
I don't think that's happening, period, because Mike Tyson had an emergency and it was postponed and rescheduled. I don't think it'll happen. But yeah, Roger Goodell's full of crap. Mm. But he works for the owners.
Yep.
To say he makes a handsome living would be the colossal understatement of the first hour of this show.
I think what's he making, like 60, 70 mil a year?
Right. You don't work for the players. He drafts you. Hey, with the first pick of the draft, the Ravens take Johnny All-American. Hug, hug, hug. Real strong embrace. And then he doesn't give two bleeps about you.
Right. And then, Bob, I did read another thing where some of the owners are discussing a separate salary cap for quarterbacks.
Oh. So unlimited money to the QB or no?
Well, I think there would be a cap on for quarterbacks, or maybe you know, and then there would be your regular cap.
Because Trevor Lawrence just got what, $200 million guaranteed?
55 a year. He's number one. Number one.
And who's next?
Tua.
Oh,
they're negotiating.
He can't get the most.
No.
There's Tua. Who? There was a.
I mean, he's more deserving than Lawrence.
Yeah, because Lamar's been paid. Josh Allen's been paid. Mahomes has been paid.
Stafford's making 31. He wants a new deal.
Yeah, well, he better get in a time machine, turn into 28 years old again if you want any of that nonsense. But it's crazy. Roger Goodell testifying and basically crapped all over the network.
Yeah.
Which they're doing everything they can to put out of business anyway.
No doubt.
Because ESPN is going to take over. Good Morning Football, they're two anchor shows they got rid of. Total Access, which has been there since the inception of the network, and Good Morning Football, which has been off the air since March.
Yeah.
And it'll come back, soon, I believe, next month before training camp, out in L.A. with a different format. And McCourty's already said he's not moving to New York from New York to Los Angeles.
Are they keeping the Sunday pregame show?
I hope.
Yeah, that was the best one. Yeah.
I mean, granted, we usually work on Sundays, not as much this year.
Yeah.
Ravens only have three, 1 o'clock home games? But the point is, NFL, they have poop money left and right, and Roger Goodell just said, hey, the quality of the broadcast wasn't up to par.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. All right, before we go to a break, and I want to pay proper tribute. If you're on the phone, Tank Tight, we'll get you when we come back. Willie Mays passed away.
No, I saw that.
Couple of days ago, 93 years old, heart failure out in California. And it's crazy because he was supposed to be in Birmingham tonight for the game that's going to be on Fox, Giants and Cardinals. And because he, you know, played minor league ball there. And he put out a statement Sunday, said he's not going to be able to make it. And then tragically, sadly, passed away. I saw Willie Mays play when he was with the Mets. I vaguely remember the 71 NLCS when he was with the Giants. But he was with the Mets in 73, his last year, when they lost to the A's. I was 8 years old. And he was, let's just say, past his prime at that time. So I didn't see him in his heyday. But I know who he is, and I've certainly been aware of him as long as I've been alive, because I've been a sports fan for the entirety of my life. You can make a case, if you start crunching his numbers, he's the greatest player in the history of baseball. He had speed. He was a five-tool guy before they even talked about five-tool players.
Yeah.
He made the most iconic catch in baseball history off Mick Wirtz in the World Series. And not only was the catch incredible, he had the wherewithal to get it back in so the guy couldn't tag from second.
Yeah.
And that was the Indians, who at the time had set the record for wins in a season. And the Giants housed him in the World Series. 600 homers, multiple steals, 3,000 hits, career batting average over 300. He was an incredible, incredible player. Say hey, kid. As synonymous with baseball as any player that's ever played the game.
Bob, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Willie the one that always would catch, basket catch?
That was him.
Yep.
He perfected that. Barry Bonds' godfather, because he was teammates with Bobby Bonds in San Francisco, another outstanding player. But Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, rest in peace, gone at the age of 93. Orioles beat the Yankees last night, 7-6, 10 innings. Cedric Mullins, base hit, scores Anthony Santander, and then Ced scores himself. Errant throw from Jose Trevino.
Yep.
And the Orioles needed that extra run because the Yankees scored in the bottom of the 10th. So 7-6 final score. Craig Kimbrell did blow the save. Yennier Cano, when the Orioles were up 5-1, gave up a 3-run homer, and it was a missile. Giancarlo Stanton. But how about Ramon Urias? His career revival. Hot and heavy. He hit a 2-run jack. O'Hearn 2-for-4, 2 ribbies. And we talked about this as the Hyder hook went to even the lineup, and Austin Hayes comes in and strikes out meekly there. But Kate Povich kept him in the game. 4 2/3, Five walks, probably not ideal, but he didn't seem overwhelmed by the moment. Kate Povich from time to time has control problems.
I thought the first two innings, Bob, he was a little, I don't know if nerves or whatever, but he threw a million pitches. And how about the catch that Mullins made in center field? Gee, I mean, the acceleration that he's got is because he looks and then boom, he's got a burst. Anyway, that, to me, that was really impressive.
Yeah, and the Orioles turned some double plays, two, which was huge for them at that time. And look, the Orioles are one of the best defensive teams in baseball, as are the Yankees, by the way. And as I identified, you know, I don't like Anthony Volpe, but he's a good ball player. The reason I don't like him, because as we said, it's going to be him, Gunner, Bobby Witt. They're going to probably be the dudes. There's going to be others that, I mean, Wander Franco would be part of the conversation, but he's got some pretty severe issues he's dealing with. I'm not saying, by the way, he's on Gunner's level as a player because he's not.
No.
But that glove plays, and he made a hell of a play last night.
Yes, he did.
Short hop, got him through Arias out at first base. But if he hits and he's got the leather to go, I mean, he's going to be a really good player for a long time, playing for basically his hometown team. With the Yankees, but the Orioles trying to win the series. Remember, the Orioles are 15-0-6 last 21 series against the American League East, so trying to keep that one going in a positive direction. And after last night's 7-6 win, 18-7 this year against the American League East. Then it's off to Houston, and then Cleveland and Texas come into town next week in what's going to be a hot, hot late June summer.
Yes, it will.
Right across from Camden Yards at the always exciting and awesome Pickles Pub. Pitching woes, however, for the Orioles are pretty real. Injuries in particular, Danny Coulomb out till September. And I think, Vinny, that's an optimistic return date, right? Bone chips in the elbow.
Yeah. You know, they always go by, well, you know, I think that's like the earliest he can come back. And I mean, Bob, if he's coming back in September, say he comes back late September, and what are you going to get?
You're going to have to put some WD-40 on that rust for sure. And then Kyle Bradish, Tommy John surgery, he's out for the year. So within a week, he goes from throwing 98 against the Phillies to being out for the season as he asked out of that game. And the inevitable, unfortunately, took place for him. Ravens training camp a month from today. I mean, and we'll get into the Ravens big time news from the Nest coming up at
rookies are 3 weeks.
Yeah,
Bob.
That's Jesus July 13th.
Criminy.
News from the Nest at noon. Chris Boombacha, USA Today, will talk some NFL with him as training camps. Hey, look, it's here, man. Football and schedules and projections and win totals. Now you're just trying to stay healthy. There'll be that next wave of free agency, we think, right? Or no? There's vets out there.
I don't think till after camp. When people see what they got.
So we'll see. Ravens don't have a lot of holes, but they could use some help in areas. We'll get into that. But let's get out to the phones. Mark in Pikesville. Mark, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Bobster. Hey, Vinny. How y'all doing?
Hey,
wonderful.
Mark. How you feeling?
Man, that was a hell of a game last night. I think we're going to get the series win today. But my question is, I'm kind of worried about the pitching. I think we're a World Series team, but we got to get another starter with Bradish being out. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll have to trade somebody. We're going to have to do something, Vinny. What are we going to do?
Yeah, you got to sacrifice one of them magic beans. Question is, who's available? And the two guys that have been mentioned, Jesus Luzardo and Garrett Crochet, two lefties, Miami and Chicago, respect, both have already had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
And Crochet is making his first go-around as a member of the rotation. He's been a bullpen arm. So how many innings does he have left in that gun of his here?
I think you just got to be patient right now because there's not enough teams that are sellers right now. So you're going to pay a above premium right now.
Yeah, and as I said, I'm not going to start doing this till July 1st, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, you can always change your mind. In the National League, outside of your division leaders.
Yep.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The Reds, 35-39.
Mm-hmm.
They're a game and a half out of the last wild card.
Yep.
And there's like seven other teams in front of them.
Oh, I know.
So, who do we have on the other day, Nolan? National baseball guy. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Exisa? Mike Exisa.
Mike Exisa, CBSSports.com. He said, yeah, it's going to be slow play because everybody kind of thinks that they're in it. Maybe the next month we'll start to trim some of the fat. The American League, it's more of a, you know, Minnesota's in it now. Kansas City, Boston's only a game out of the wild card. I've got to think Tampa or Toronto, rather, is going to be ready to, what is it, say, fish or cut bait?
Yeah. Pooper, get off the pot.
Yeah, so they might be either pooping or getting off the pot here, but they're scuffling. Houston still clanking around. The Orioles see them this weekend. So, same with Texas. I think some teams in the American League, Vinny, are going to start to drop out of contention. That National League, man, as Ted Nugent said, it's a free-for-all. We'll come back, talk Oriole minor leaguers. Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com. Whip around Lem 15. Caps made a trade. Was it a big one? We'll get into that. And Mike Bordick, talk about that brawl in 98 against the Yankees. If you didn't see it, I suggest you go to YouTube and watch it before Bordy comes up at 11:30. Orioles beat the Yankees last night, 7-6, 10 innings. Cedric Mullins, base hit, scores Anthony Santander. And then Ced scores himself. Errant throw from Jose Trevino.
Yep.
And the Orioles needed that extra run because the Yankees scored in the bottom of the 10th. So 7-6 final score. Craig Kimbrell did blow the save. Yennier Cano, when the Orioles were up 5-1, gave up a three-run homer, and it was a missile. Giancarlo Stanton. But how about Ramon Urias? His career revival. Hot and heavy. He hit a two-run jack. O'Hearn, 2-for-4, two ribbies. And we talked about this as the Hyder hook went to even the lineup. And Austin Hayes comes in and strikes out meekly there. But Kate Povich kept him in the game. 4 2/3, 5 walks, probably not ideal, but he didn't seem overwhelmed by the moment. Kate Povich from time to time has control problems.
I thought the first two innings, Bob, he was a little, I don't know if nerves or whatever, but he threw a million pitches. And how about the catch that Mullins made in center field? Gee, I mean, the acceleration that he's got is because he looks and then boom, he's got a burst. Anyway, to me, that was really impressive.
Yeah, and the Orioles turned some double plays, two, which was huge for them at that time. And look, the Orioles are one of the best defensive teams in baseball, as are the Yankees, by the way. And as I identified, you know, I don't like Anthony Volpe, but he's a good ball player. The reason I don't like him, because as we said, it's going to be him, Gunner, Bobby Witt. They're going to probably be the dudes. There's going to be others I mean, Wander Franco would be part of the conversation, but he's got some pretty severe issues he's dealing with. I'm not saying, by the way, he's on Gunner's level as a player because he's not.
No.
But that glove plays, and he made a hell of a play last night.
Yes, he did.
Short hop, got him through Arias out at first base, but if he hits and he's got the leather to go, I mean, he's going to be a really good player for a long time, playing for basically his hometown team with the Yankees, but the Orioles trying to win the series. Remember, the Orioles are 15-0-6 last 21 series against the American League East, so trying to keep that one going in a positive direction. And after last night's 7-6 win, 18-7 this year against the American League East. Then it's off to Houston, and then Cleveland and Texas come into town next week in what's going to be a hot, hot late June summer.
Yes, it will.
Right across from Camden Yards at the always exciting and awesome Pickles Pub. Pitching woes, however, for the Orioles are pretty real. Injuries in particular, Danny Coulomb out till September. And I think, Vinny, that's an optimistic return date, right? Bone chips in the elbow.
Yeah. You know, they always go by, well, you know, I think that's like the earliest he can come back. And I mean, Bob, if he's coming back in September, say he comes back late September, and what are you going to get?
You're going to have to put some WD-40 on that rust for sure. And then Kyle Bradish, Tommy John surgery, he's out for the year. So within a week, he goes from throwing 98 against the Phillies to being out for the season as he asked out of that game. And the inevitable, unfortunately, took place for him. Ravens training camp a month from today. I mean, and we'll get into the Ravens' big-time news from the Nest coming up at...
Rookies are 3 weeks.
Yeah,
Bob.
That's Jesus July 13th.
Criminy.
News from the Nest at noon. Chris Boombacha, USA Today, will talk some NFL with him as training camps. Hey, look, it's here, man. Football and schedules and projections and win totals. Now you're just trying to stay healthy. There'll be that next wave of free agency, we think, right? Or no? There's vets out there waiting and hanging.
I don't think till after camp. when people see what they got.
So we'll see. Ravens don't have a lot of holes, but they could use some help in areas. We'll get into that. But let's get out to the phones. Mark in Pikesville. Mark, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, Vinny. How y'all doing?
Hey,
wonderful.
Mark. How you feeling?
Man, that was a hell of a game last night. I think we're going to get the Steelers win today. But my question is, I'm kind of worried about the pitching. I think we're a World Series team, but we got to get another starter with Bradish being out. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll have to trade somebody. We're going to have to do something, Vinny. What are we going to do?
Yeah, you got to sacrifice one of them magic beans. Question is, who's available? And the two guys that have been mentioned, Jesus Luzardo and Garrett Crochet, two lefties, Miami and Chicago, respectively, both have already had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
And Crochet is making his first go-around as a member of the rotation. He's been a bullpen arm. So how many innings does he have left in that gun of his here?
I think you just got to be patient right now because there's not enough teams that are sellers right now. So you're going to pay a above premium right now.
Yeah, and as I said, I'm not going to start doing this till July 1st, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, you can always change your mind. In the National League, outside of your division leaders.
Yep.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The Reds. 35 and 39.
Mm-hmm.
They're a game and a half out of the last wild card.
Yep.
And there's like seven other teams in front of them.
Oh, I know.
So, who do we have on the other day, Nolan? National baseball guy. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Exisa?
Mike Exisa. Mike Exisa, CBSSports.com. He said, yeah, it's going to be slow play because everybody kind of thinks that they're in it. Maybe the next month we'll start to trim some of the fat. The American League, it's more of a, you know, Minnesota's in it now. Kansas City, Boston's only a game out of the wild card. I've got to think Toronto is going to be ready to, what is it, say, fish or cut bait?
Yeah. Poop or get off the pot.
Yeah, so they might be either pooping or getting off the pot here, but they're scuffling. Houston's still clanking around. The Orioles see them this weekend. So, same with Texas. I think some teams in the American League, Vinny, are going to start to drop out of contention. That National League, man, as Ted Nugent said, it's a free-for-all. We'll come back, talk Oriole minor leaguers. Tony Petty, OriolesHangout.com. Whip around Lem 15. Caps made a trade. Was it a big one? We'll get into that. And Mike Bordick? Talk about that brawl in 98 against the Yankees. If you didn't see it, I suggest you go to YouTube and watch it before Bordy comes up at 11:30.